When we live in the bitterness of grief, we'll have a hard time recognizing God's grace. So where is God's grace in your life? Can you trace it? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Where is God's grace in the life of Naomi in the book of Ruth? Well, let's go back to the beginning of chapter 1, and we'll see God's grace there. Ruth chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "She had heard in the fields of Moab." When we go back to the beginning of this account, we recognize the presence of God's grace immediately. The word had spread to Naomi's ears that the faithfulness of God was present in Bethlehem. And she had heard this while she was in the fields of Moab. She was in darkness. She was in a cursed land among a cursed people. Yet she heard about the good news that was taking place in Bethlehem. God made sure that the word floated all the way to Moab so that Naomi would hear it and then return home. God is providential over the conversations around you. You may be watching today and you feel hopeless. Nothing about your situation could offer you any form of encouragement. You think that your life is simply consigned to the way things are currently. And your mindset is that God has done this and there's no way or no use in fighting against it. Or that you have done this and there is no way God would forgive you. Sure, you believe that God has done things for other people, just like Naomi saw the blessings in Bethlehem, but she didn't recognize it as God being able to work in her life. So you need to step back and recognize that God is working today. He's working by putting people in your life to remind you of the gospel, the good news that God visited His people and brought them bread. But not just then. That was just a small picture of a greater visitation of God. Years later, in order to fulfill the covenant that God had made with His people, He visited His people in the person of His Son. And He visited by means of wrath and blessing. God gave heaven's best for the worst of the earth, and then poured out His wrath against man's sin upon His Son so that His Son could demonstrate His power over sin and death. And then He calls and commands you and me to repent of our sin so that we could receive the gift of forgiveness and a restored relationship with God Almighty, so that you could walk in the newness of life and not in the old ways of the flesh. We want to remind you of that gospel, and we want to be people in your life so that you can hear the good news and be reminded of the gospel, of the way of life everlasting. It's not always easy, and sometimes it's very painful, but it is the work of God producing holiness within us as we walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Ashraf Sarah and his family are missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Portuguese-Brazilian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Brazil.